Music presents itself differently in different musical forms. Each form determines the underlying structure of the music, the way it is organized, and the path it will take. There are three main forms of music in today's Hindustani repertoire: Dhrupad, Khayal, and Thumri. Dhrupad is perhaps the oldest form of classical music. The word Dhrupad comes from Dhruvpad. Like its name, this form is steadfast and is considered to be the guiding light of music, one by which we find our bearings. It is considered to derive from Prabandh Geets, themselves derived from the Vedic Sam Gan. Tansen, legendary singer at Akbar's court, must have sung this form, and many compositions are ascribed to him. The alap of Dhrupad is not in akar or open vowels, but uses mystical syllables like nom, tom. Let us listen to alap in rag Kambojhi, sung by Zahiruddin and Wasifuddin Dagar. You would have noticed the very slow unfolding of the alap, the dwelling on each swar. Dhrupad's alap is austere, yet astonishingly tender too. You would have noticed the progression from an open articulation to a more lay-oriented alap. This alap is followed by the prabandh, the composition. The percussion that joins in here is the pakhavaj. The poetry is generally serious and deals with religious themes. As you listen to this rendering of a composition in rag Kambojhi by the Dagars, you will be struck by the complex rhythmic patterns, the marked use of meend and sooth, and finally, the absence of tans.
Oh.
Khayal is the form heard most often today. Khayal means thought, imagination. In this form, the musician's imagination is allowed to express itself freely but within the conventions that determine the boundaries of the rag and the form. Khayal bandishes are composed in the form of a sthai, followed by an antara. The mukhra of the sthai is the phrase that comes to rest on the taal's sum or climactic point. It is to this phrase and to the sum that the musician returns after each melodic improvisation. The antara carries further and rounds off the melodic and poetic ideas expressed in the sthai. As we heard earlier, generally the singer begins with a slow or vilambit khayal, moving thereafter to a faster piece, the drut khayal. Khayal provides the singer with the musical space and techniques to explore the rag with great sophistication and virtuosity. It emphasizes complex taan patterns, intricate laikari and bolbaat, permutations and combinations of rhythm and swar. It gives great importance to the grammar of music and to the correctness of the rag. While other forms also cherish these values, in khayal they receive a primacy. For many of these reasons, it is today the exemplar of Indian classical music. It encompasses the gravity of Dhrupad, the delicacy of Thumri, and the vivid rhythmic play of instrumental music. Listen to a passage of a Khayal in Rag Nand by Mallikarjun Mansoor.
Say,
Thumri is the third important form of music heard today. This form emphasizes bhav, or the emotional aspect. It is a shringar ras pradan form, which highlights the sentiment of love expressed in all its moods from the sensuous to the sublime. Thumri uses the technique of bol banana, which focuses simultaneously on musical and rhythmic nuances and the elaboration of the words of the poetic text. As such, it is primarily a vocal style, though one that is favored by instrumentalists as well. Listen now to a thumri in Mishr Tilak Kamod, sung by Iqbal Bano. Traditionally, khayal singers owe their allegiance to a gharana or a musical lineage. The word gharana indicates a group of musicians linked to each other by a common musical inheritance that is handed down from guru to shishya, from the teacher to the student. Gharana indicates a specific style of singing. The Gwalior gharana is considered to be the oldest. All others are said to derive from this style. Gharanas are recognized not only by the abstraction of style, but also more concretely by the bandishes that typify them. The difference of style is immediately apparent in the creation and treatment of the bandish. Moreover, certain rags have come to be associated with certain gharanas because they seem to flower better in this musical soil than in others. In order to demonstrate how different gharanas treat rag, gayaki and bandish, let us consider the Jaipur and Kirana styles. The Jaipur style is characterized by a fusion of swar and lay, a slow but rhythmic movement and complexity of patterns. This treatment is reflected in the bandishes typical of the Jaipur style and also in its choice of favored rags. A perfect example of the Jaipur style of gayaki and bandish in a typical rag is this rendering of Shudh Nat by the doyen of the gharana, Malik Arjun Mansoor.
Thank you.
Kishori Amonkar, steeped in the Jaipur style, has also imbued her gayaki with a highly creative, individualistic interpretation. Listen to her rendering of the rag Sampurna Malkos. The Kirana Gharana deems purity of swar as the primary musical value. This is therefore a deeply introspective and emotional style. Tans are swift and mercurial as against the measured weight of the Jaipur tans. Let us listen now to an excerpt from Rag Bageshri sung by one of the senior most artists of the Kirana style, Gangubai Hangal.
Aye, aye, aye.
Bhimsen Joshi, an acknowledged maestro of Kirana Gharana, sings Rag Ram Kali. Listen to his rhythmic treatment and complex tans. It is primarily here that he has embellished his gayaki harmoniously with aspects of other gharanas.
Do the